7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Echo the hills, the trees, and we would just sit there and hit another one, hit another one.
Rangers came by very frequently, so we couldn't put our money on. Somebody came up with these little fish crackers, and what we did is we divided them all up and we...
I kind of grabbed Dan and threw him down in the ravine there where the creek was, and we kind of hugged the bank there while all the stuff come crashing down. Ice chunks and snow and branches and stuff. It was a trip. It was normal.
We would basically just huddle around the fire, drink beer, drink Jack Daniels, party, eat whatever we could, just have a ball.
And they started getting froggy with us. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll give it back. These guys got my back. All of a sudden, I don't feel they really got my back.
Jim Pollock, bring it down to Queen Mary. Kept on telling everybody to bring their cabs, or bring their slippers, bring their house slippers. We couldn't understand why. He shows up one day, one afternoon, comes pulling in, he's got this big old Winnebago. Plugged it in.
And he put it in his mouth. And we tried to stop him. Maddie tried to stop him. I was proud of him. And I tried to stop him, and he told us he really loved it hot. It was great. Loved it hot. And he threw that in his mouth. That hot sauce done the trick on him. Sobered him right up.
Imagine, if you will, a number of men, young men I might add, standing around a campfire, beleaguered as it is, sub-zero weather, glistening, gleaming, in the background, one single tent. One individual of this group makes a comment, says, "Gentlemen, see this campfire? See that tent? This is as good as it gets." And so, christened end, Winter Camp 01.